pork that's ground up with spices. And then you can fry it.
Sausage.
Okay. What do you call the man who sells meat?
A butcher.
Okay. And if meat isn't kept in the refrigerator, it sometimes it begins to smell funny, and then you have to admit that the meat is
rotten.
Yeah. But when it's not quite rotten, but it's
spoiled.
Okay, that's fine. What do you call something that's made out of this is pressed meatloaf that's made from a hog.
Hog egg cheese. You know, in the country they don't have refrigerators to keep meat, and they have what they call a smokehouse. They smoke them. Smoke the meat, and that's the way they keep them. Hang them up in the smokehouse.
And that preserves the meat?
That preserves.
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with the term souse or souse meat?
Yes, I've heard that. That's sort of hog head cheese, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. What about something that's made out of liver, all ground up?
It could be liverwurst. And some people call it liver cheese.
Okay.
Liver pudding.
Yeah, how is liver pudding made? Is that different from these other things, or are they all the same?
Well, I don't. The one's made kind of, like you said, in the cheese, and the other's made in a. And they stuff it with the, still the same hog guts that you'd stuff a sausage with.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know the ingredients of the stuff. I don't know what all they put in them.
What about a kind of, it's a dish that's made from the hog, and it's very dark in color. You familiar with this? I think they put some blood in it as well as, various parts of the hog. Sometimes I think it may be pressed. Some people call it blood pudding or blood sausage.
I never heard of that. I don't eat any old hog stuff like that, so I don't know.
Okay. What about cornmeal in the juice from head cheese?
Cornmeal what?
That's put in the juice from head cheese. You know, when it's pressed and the juice comes off. Okay. Are you familiar with the term scrapple? What about pond house? Okay. When butter is kept around too long,
it gets rancid.
What do you call milk that's allowed to stand and thicken?
Curdles. Or clabbers.
Okay. What about something that has curds in it? And it's very popular these days among people who are on diets.
Yoga.
Yeah, that's one.
Cottage cheese.
Yeah. Do you know any other terms for cottage cheese?
Curds.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called smear cheese? Or
what?
Smear cheese. What about something that's sweet that has apples in it and it's baked in a deep dish?
Apple dumpling.
Okay, and how are they made?
You take your pastry and line your dish with it and put your apples and spice and sugar in.